Hello and welcome to the Dyslexia Mom Boss Podcast, the show that helps you not only feel empowered and knowledgeable, but confident and a boss mom in the dyslexia journey. I'm your host, Dr. Lauren. So if you're listening to this episode, it is New Year's Eve, and this is a very different episode from what I usually do. And the reason being is because I really want to connect with you all as my listeners and supporters to really kind of tell you a little bit about how the podcast has been going and where we're going in 2023. So first things first, I am just filled with so much gratitude. With the conversations I've had with moms on Instagram or moms just reaching out in general via email and letting me know that they found my podcast at the right time, or I've listened to every episode and it's really been a game changer, or I really look forward to your Monday affirmations. And, you know, honestly, I had no idea where this podcast was going to go. And I'm realizing that I truly enjoy creating the content for all of you, because for me, I am very much a relationship person. I don't, and I say this in a lot of episodes, I don't believe in silos. And I feel like when we share what we're going through, someone else can really connect and relate to that. And I'm all about bringing people together, bringing people to a sense of awareness, bringing people to that aha moment of like, oh, okay, all right, I'm not alone. I heard episode whatever, and that was super helpful. Or, wow, that mom is really going through what I went through last week, and I thought I was alone, whatever it is. So I just really want to say thank you so much for the listeners who have told me how beneficial this podcast has been. And for those of you who are benefiting, I reach out. I'd love to talk to you. Those of you who know me know that I will answer a question. I will engage in conversation. I am very much an extrovert and I thrive off of meeting people. So I'm just filled with so much gratitude, and I want to share some numbers with you. So this is like a story episode. I knew about a year and a half ago I wanted to have a podcast, but I had no idea what that meant. I had no idea what it looked like. I had no idea what the content would be. I just knew that I had something within me that I needed to share with people worldwide. And I knew that, you know, a podcast was the best way to do it. And so I really thought on it. And so those of you who do know me know that I have ADHD, and I'm smiling as I'm saying this, but I can be a bit impulsive. And so I've learned in this entrepreneurial journey that you really have to think on things. You really have to sit on things. You really have to process. And so I did that. And I think I knew deep down that this would impact many people around the world. So I wanted to be very intentional about who it was reaching, what I was saying, what content am I bringing to the surface? How can I serve? How can I share? How can I bring this knowledge that is just in my world, the people I worked with, this is just common knowledge. But for you all out there who truly need this information, it has to be disseminated in a way that is bite-sized chunks. It has to be disseminated in a way that is digestible, that isn't overwhelming. And so I really thought long and hard. I thought long and hard about what the title should be. I thought long and hard about what the cover should be. And so the title came to be because in my own journey of being a mom, and you know, I'll share a little bit of information. So I have been a mom for 6 years now. And my oldest daughter is not my biological daughter, but I married into having her as my daughter, and she was 12. So I was thrown into teenagehood, if you will, which was fine because I was teaching middle school and she was in seventh grade at the time. So it wasn't bad. And she's a really good kid, but it was a lot for me to take on what that meant. I had to grow up a lot. I had to figure out how to really be a mom. And I feel like I have those maternal instincts, but there were just certain things I just didn't know. And so throughout that journey, it pushed me to figure out who I was. It pushed me to figure out, well, what do I want out of life? And how can I really navigate this journey? And although neither of my girls are dyslexic, I'm not, my husband isn't. As far as I know, dyslexia does not run in our family. We went through some challenging moments with my older daughter. And that really was the start of me realizing that holistic approach as a family and how we had to have all hands on deck. It wasn't just us. It really takes a village. And so in that journey, I realized I had to kind of boss up. Then I had my younger daughter, who is almost 5. If you're listening to this actually on New Year's Eve, her birthday is January 5th. So she will be 5 in just a few days. But that was like an eye-opening experience too. And, you know, I went on bed rest and I am a doer and I'm a mover and shaker. And, you know, being confined to a bed for a few weeks around the holidays was very, very depressing for me. And it was hard. It was really hard. So, you know, I went on a journey, an internal journey of figuring out who I am and how I can really level up in life. And so, you know, that really resonated with me because I tend to want to achieve and boss up. So I was like, you know what? That's what this podcast is going to be called, the Dyslexia Mom Boss. And I just truly believe that we can all do better every day. So we got to level up. And that's really, you know, my whole mindset with that. And obviously, if you heard episode 1, you know that I'm a former Division I athlete and I'm all about goal setting. How do we work backwards? How do we get there? How do we, you know, take those small steps? You know, I would have track practice for 4 hours to get to a set time that I needed to hit to qualify for a meet. That was 3-4 months in advance. So how do we do that? We do it in small bite-sized chunks. How do we take on this D-Cube journey? We do it one episode at a time. So that was kind of the thinking around the title. And, you know, I really grappled with, like, I don't want to be the face of the podcast cover. You know, I want it to not be me. I just want me to be the information that's being disseminated. But then after kind of talking to a few friends, they were like, but you are the face and you are the wealth of knowledge and you are the networker and the relationship builder. So why not have your face on it? Why not make it personal? And the other point to that was, it's almost rare to find women of color in this space who are literacy specialists or Orton Gillingham trained through the academy or any sort of dyslexia therapist. So I felt that that was important for my audience to know who they're listening to. So that was that. And then, of course, I had to figure out what I was going to be sharing with you all. And I have, at this point you're listening, you're in season 2. So I've had 2 seasons. So the first one really was just me giving what I thought was a way to kind of build you up to those foundational skills. We as people, but I'm going to speak from the mom lens, we get overwhelmed. We get exhausted. You can have 1 kid, you can have 4 kids. It's exhausting being a parent. It's exhausting thinking about the next step, thinking about planning dinner, thinking about going to soccer practice, thinking about anything really. And then we tend to put ourselves last. And so I don't believe in that. You know, I've gone through my personal journey of self-care, and I realized that society puts stress on women that we're supposed to carry the burden of almost anything and everything and still look attractive, be fit, you know, make sure that we're still providing for our spouse in terms of intimacy and, you know, setting our goals aside and our hopes and dreams aside to really pour into our children. But like the reality is that is not sustainable. And so in order for us to really feel balanced and whole, we have to undo what society has showed us that we shouldn't do, which is pour into ourselves. And so I really, this past year, I've made a conscious effort to do that. And so I've always been a big proponent of like skincare. That's just me. That's my thing. So I've been getting facials for over 10 years. That's just something that is a part of my routine. But once I was in the trenches of being a mom, I made it clear to my husband, like, I'm not sacrificing this. This is something I do for me. And I've been doing this since my early 20s. It's usually a facial and a wax. And I love it. And then I started incorporating monthly massages. Because if I don't feel centered, if I feel anxious, if I feel like my muscles are tight, it's really going to impact how I'm engaging with people around me. So, and also too, being, again, a former D1 athlete, I still work out about 5 days a week. So it's actually good for my physical health to make sure that, you know, muscles aren't being pulled and strained and all of that. So I get monthly massages and I also get my nails done once a month. And those are the small things that I can put my head on my pillow at night and say, I've poured into me. I want other moms to do the same thing. And when we have kids with learning disabilities and struggles, it really is all consuming. It's very easy to consume your time with looking up things on the internet or being on the phone with a friend crying or being angry with a school district or your child's teacher. When really we need to be able to set aside some boundaries for us to pour into us. So the first season, really, that was the intention that I had. I wanted to share a little bit of me. Now, I know I didn't go in depth as to what those connections were to me because I don't see this as it's about me. I am just using my own life experiences to share how I think moms can boss up. And then, of course, season two, so I'm going to take a step back. So again, those of you who know me and have been following my content for over 2 years, you know that I used to have an Instagram live show. So what that looked like was every Saturday, it was called D-Cube Debrief, I would interview people that had dyslexia, dysgraphia, or dyscalculia. Most of the guests were dyslexic and they were adults and they would share their stories and the stories were powerful. Now, prior to doing D-Cube Debrief, I used to just interview people all the time on Instagram. And I think that was the start of me networking. That was the start of me really making connections in that space. And I learned that I could connect with people in Oman or Egypt or even India. And the same thing is happening globally. This is not just a United States thing or a Canadian thing or a North America thing. This is everywhere. And so I think that really drove me again. As I said, I did the D-Cube Debrief. And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to have podcast interviews with moms because I find that when I do consultation calls, some of the themes of these parents, it's the same thing. They think they're alone or my child's teacher said to just wait. And I don't really know who to talk to. I don't really know where to go. And so I felt, why not have moms who are comfortable to share their stories and have the same themed questions? So if you're an avid listener, you can pick up and say, oh my gosh, that mom last week said that. Or this mom 3 weeks ago said that. That's how I'm feeling right now. And I want those aha moments for you to say, I'm not alone. So that was really the premise behind season two. And we're still in season two. As I'm looking at my content calendar, the next episode will be, actually there are two more episodes in this season. And then I'm very excited to announce, actually starting on my birthday, January 17th, it is service providers. So I am interviewing service providers where you will get that content to understand what truly is an Orton-Gillingham Fellow, why does the academy set themselves apart from other dyslexia therapists or other dyslexia certification programs that are out there? We're going to delve into neuropsychology. What is a neuropsychologist? Can they diagnose dyslexia? What does that look like? Why is that different from any other diagnostician? And how can that really help you navigate this journey? I also have a former superintendent who was a school psychologist turned, I think, curriculum specialist turned former superintendent. And I believe two or three or maybe all four of her kids had dyslexia. So that I'm really excited about that episode. And then I also have a few other in queue. I don't want to give too much away. But the purpose of season three is truly to give those parents that wealth of knowledge of like, wow, I had no idea. And again, I want to really be that support for all of you out there who are just lost and confused, not knowing where what to do. So that could be, I don't know who to talk to, or it could be, I've been feeling this way for 2 years and I don't know where to begin to process those feelings. And that's okay. So with that being said, I started this podcast, I think the first episode premiered June 23rd, and that was the Who is Dr. Lauren? And then I started doing weekly episodes starting in July. And I've gone through different hosting platforms. So I started off on Buzzsprout, and then I went to something called Sounder, and now I'm back on Buzzsprout, which is awesome. But in between all of those shifts and changes between the first episode premiering and when I'm recording this, so obviously this is being recorded prior to it being dropped, I've had about 3,500 downloads and streams. And in the podcasting world, I don't really know what that means in regards to like, yes, this is going to be the next big educational podcast, or no, those numbers are okay. I don't know. Honestly, I don't care. I just love that every day I look at where this podcast is going and I get more streams and downloads. I love that people are like, oh yeah, I've heard your episodes, and that's why I'm following you on Instagram. Or like I said, mom saying, I really heard this episode right at the right time. That's why I do this. And I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And so I just have big goals for this podcast for 2023, where it's going to go, what I want it to look like. So of course, I have to include you in what that looks like, right? So I just really want to share with you all, first things first, if you are not my parent community, I'm going to share a little bit about that because I'm really excited about the community that we do have. So at this current moment, there are about 10 of us in this community. Myself, obviously, and then two other colleagues. So one of them is a neuropsychologist. And I just think it's awesome. So what this community entails is there is content that is disseminated in your email the first of every month. And usually it's themed with whatever we're doing that month. So next month is focused on neuropsychology. So I will be sending out a resource on January 1st. And then a colleague and I are actually facilitating a conversation, our monthly group call that month. And so what that looks like is, in this community, we have a group call. And if you can't make the group call, it's okay. Everything's recorded. As long as you're a member or subscriber, you will gain access to these videos. But it's really a place where we have a topic, we have a few questions, but you all drive the discussion. You all listening to each other's stories or questions or feelings or feedback or emotions or whatever it is really what makes the community so unique and so special. So that's another component. And the last one is a monthly newsletter. And so that really varies on what I think is necessary that you need to kind of feel like you got a big picture of what we discussed that month. So the parent community, as of right now, I don't know when you all are listening to this, but as I'm recording it, it is still $15 a month. Now that membership fee will go up at some point in probably quarter one. But right now, I want you to take advantage of that rate right now. So you can definitely get the link in the show notes. And that is my parent community, and it's thinkdyslexia.subkit.com. So I look forward to seeing you in that community as well. And then the other thing I really am excited about. So I am launching a Patreon community. Now, those of you who are not familiar with Patreon, no worries. This is really a place to support the podcast and get perks. So this isn't necessarily the parent community. This is more focused around the podcast. So as of right now, I have two tiers. I have a $5 a month, which you get early access to affirmations, and you get two affirmation episodes a week. Now, for me, I listen to affirmations every day. So I feel like, you know, if you are really resonating with the affirmations and you want more, then that is definitely the tier for you. And that also supports the podcast. And then the second tier, which I'm really excited about, is $10 a month. And this is a Q&A. So what this means is you might have a direct question that you want answered, whether it's from me or a service provider or a mom. Well, you get to submit a question. I will have that featured in an episode, and then you'll get a shout out. And I think that that is awesome. And so that one is $10 a month. And your support being there means so much to me because, first of all, I get to have more of an intimate relationship with you. I get to learn a little bit more about your story and what's happening in your part of the world or your part of the country, and how I and myself and the community can really support you in that journey. And the other piece is I am so grateful, but I now have a podcast team. And it really frees up space and time for me to just create for you. So before the podcast team, I was creating the content. I was editing it. I was writing very poor show notes. It was very minimal. I was scheduling it. I was marketing it via email, marketing it via social media. I mean, it was a full-time job. And so now I have a team who helps me with that. But of course, that team requires funding. So your support in any capacity is always welcome. And again, I am just so excited to connect with all of you to really know, how is this podcast really changing your life? And how can we continue to, again, change the narrative in this space? So please be sure to, you can join the mailing list as well. I put out emails on the mailing list is that the link is actually going to be in the show notes because you get a downloadable and then you get on the mailing list. But I just really want to see more of you. I want to hear more from you. I want to know what you want to get out of this. Is there something I didn't touch on? Is there something you want more information on? And so the best way to know that is to communicate. So anyway, as I said, this is a different kind of episode. I want to say Happy New Year, Happy 2022. We're going to bring in the new year and have a fantastic 2023. So definitely be listening and looking out for season 3. I'm really excited about that content for you all. So be well, and I hope to see you in the Patreon community and also in the parent community. Happy New Year.